Thank you very much. The supply reduction is a key element of any comprehensive drug policy. As far as the EU is concerned, I would like to make a few points. The first one is that, as everybody knows, the EU drug market. The drug market is a very complex one. It's one of the biggest criminal markets. It's a highly dynamic market where multi-drug trafficking takes place and new technologies play an important role. The complexities of this market should be understood to develop any proper reaction. Second point, we try to develop a systematic answer, a comprehensive answer to this very complex problem. For that, we have developed what we call the EU policy cycle. The current EU policy cycle concentrates on cocaine, heroin, and synthetic drug trafficking. It relies on a number of key principles. One of these key principles is international cooperation on what is a cross-border crime. Another key principle is a full use of the concept of intelligence-led policing. Another fundamental element is also the strong emphasis made on the evaluation of the result achieved so as to be able to adapt our policies. Third key point, in order to implement this complex policy cycle, you need appropriate tool. The first one is a tool to evaluate, analyze, gather information on the problems, and this is the reason why we have set up a monitoring center that helps us understanding this complex problem. The second key instrument is Europol, the European Union Agency for Law Enforcement, supports member states in preventing and combating all forms of serious international organized crime and therefore obviously drugs crime. Fourth point, all our activities, we as EU, we want all our activities to take place in a good agreed international framework. And in this regard, we are very happy to see that the UNGAS outcome document outline and extensively the operational recommendations that we think are very useful to tackle supply reduction. We very much welcome this recommendation. We very much welcome the fact that they insist on preventing measures to address vulnerabilities that enable organized crime. We very much welcome the provision for strengthening international cooperation on criminal matters, and we very much welcome the focus on illicit activity of a larger scale and a more serious nature. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.